Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello to all the people that are in Norway. I think, Gabriel, you're the only one that's actually out here tonight.
I think so, from the broadcasters, yeah.
And welcome to the Norwegian media as well. I've got Captain Callum McGregor with us today. And Gabriel, you can start as you've travelled all the way to Norway.
Hi, Callum. How are you getting on?
I'm good, thanks, you. How's the weather?
It's freezing. It was -7 last night, so yeah, bring all your underarmers. Yeah, it should be a cracker. Let's get started. But what kind of mood is the squad in ahead of this one? Big task ahead.
Yeah. Listen, we know the size of the task. We have to go and turn it around and obviously win by 3 goals. So we understand it'll be a difficult task. But, you know, I think that this group's shown throughout the season already that, you know, we relish the big tasks. And that's all we can do is go there, give everything. Try to put in a perfect performance and try and turn that around. So, you know, everybody's fully focused on that.
What do you think needs to change from the performance last Thursday in Glasgow?
Just don't concede goals. And when we get into the areas that we want to get in, then just that little bit of quality to finish the move off. So, you know, football's pretty simple in that sense, where you have to defend your own box. And then when you get into the box, when you're attacking, you have to score. So, you know, to bring it right back to basics, that's what we have to do tomorrow night.
Sorry, can everybody go on mute? I think we're just getting a bit of feedback here. Alison?
Callum, you spoke about what you need to change. Do you need to change your approach and the way that you play tomorrow night because of what's at stake and the fact that you are trailing?
I don't think so. You know, we've watched the game back. We understand, you know, the errors that we made for the goals. But, you know, by and large, I thought it was a good performance, and we've spoke about that, you know, internally, the way the manager wants to analyse the games, what he's looking for from the team. And I think that, you know, if we manage to put the final piece together and put the ball in the back of the net, then we've got a good chance. So, you know, I think at times like these, you have to believe in the way that you want to play. You don't start to change too much about your approach or how you want to play or how you see the game being played. I think we just need to try and become a better version of ourselves in that sense. And like I said, we have to stop the ball going in our net and then we've got to get 3 goals to win the game. So that's exactly what the task is for us. And I'm pretty sure we'll approach it in the same way.
You say obviously you need those 3 goals to win the game, but is there a danger in thinking about that rather than just going out and thinking clean slate, new game, we just need to win and keep this clean sheet?
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do. We understand the mathematics of it, but you know, when we approach the game tomorrow night, we'll want to do all the things that we have been doing, defend well, you know, keep a strong line, and we go and play our football and try and score goals. That's the way we approach every game, and like I say, we just have to be pretty much perfect if we want to get through the tie. But like you say, we're trying not to focus too much on that. We're just trying to focus on the performance, and then hopefully the performance is good enough to get us through.
Cheryl?
Hi, Callum. Is defending and conceding goals from set pieces something that the manager's spoken about this week after obviously the two goals against Dundee?
Yeah, we've spoken about it internally. You know, there seems to be a sort of hype around, you know, Celtic conceding set piece goals, or, you know, not being strong enough in set plays or whatever the narrative is. But I think that's only heightened by the fact that we don't concede too many goals at all, to be honest. I think and everybody starts to analyse, right, where's the goals coming from? And it seems to be set plays. So, you know, that's pretty much the only way that teams are getting in the box to get chances at goal. So that's where, in a flip sense of that, we've defended really well, that teams are having to get set pieces to get chances on goal. So, yeah, of course, the goals at the weekend were disappointing in the sense of, you know, the first one bounces inside the six-yard box. We have to be much stronger defensively in terms of when the ball comes in the box. We've got to head it. We've got to take responsibility. And that's as a collective, you know, that's not an individual thing. That's, you know, we have our setup, and like I said, the closest man then has to head the ball, and that's just a little bit of responsibility in that sense. But, you know, I don't want to make it a big story as in, you know, Celtic can't defend set plays. It's a little bit more than that.
And are Celtic one of the few teams that might actually benefit from the conditions you're going into, given how cold they're going to be? You know, obviously Scotland's freezing, maybe not as cold as there, but that might not be an advantage to Bodo.
Like you said, it's pretty cold today at Lennoxtown, and you know, we're sort of used to that climate as well. But, you know, we have to try and just put these things to one side. Obviously, we go into the game, we understand it's astral pitch. Hopefully, the pitch will be slick, and we try and take the conditions out of it as much as possible. So, like you said, we're just focused on the performance and trying to turn the tie around. And, you know, that's our full focus.
Ronnie?
Hi, Carl.
Hiya.
Bodo seemed to impress a lot of people who watched them last week. Where would you rate them alongside previous European opponents this season?
Yeah, I think they were a good side. Strong side, physically strong. You know, well set up. Defensively, you know, coached really well. And then, you know, they took the moments in counter-attack, which at European level, you expect that anyway. You know, when the ball turns over, you know, these guys are quick and they've got ability to go and finish the move off. So, you know, they were a very good side. You know, I still stick by the fact that had we have been a little bit better in terms of quality wise when we got around the box, then, you know, I think the game was ours for the taking, and I do believe that. So of course, you know, we have to respect the opponent. We go there, you know, it was a good result for them last week, and like I say, we have to be pretty much perfect tomorrow night to make it through the tie. But, you know, that's the challenge ahead, and we have to face it head on.
You say you need to be pretty much perfect. Have you reached perfect many times this season, several times?
I think we're putting some pretty good performances. You know, how you want to gauge that, or what makes it perfect, or what doesn't make it perfect. I think obviously in football there's always room for improvement. You know, even if you have a great game and you win 5-0, then there's still areas to improve. And that's what football is. It's a live thing. It always evolves, and you always have to try and get better, you know, every single game. So, I mean, in the sense that, you know, if we do everything right, we defend properly, and we manage to turn the score line around, then, you know, that's pretty much perfect for us tomorrow night.
Joe?
Thank you.
Hi, Callum. You've already spoken about, you know, how you're going into the game tomorrow night, and they'll be expecting a very aggressive game from you tomorrow. Has your preparation changed considering what you learned from the first game and taking that forward into tomorrow night, and obviously the confidence from the weekend as well?
Yeah, like I said, we've analysed the game back. We understand where we could have been better last week in the areas that we have to be. And then we have to just go and try to put that into practice tomorrow night to make sure we get a positive result. So, you know, we have to do all those things correctly. We learn from the mistakes that we made last week. And we go and hope for a positive result and do everything we can.
Cheryl?
And how are you feeling? It's obviously been a few weeks now since you've been back. Your face is obviously looking a lot better. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling good. Getting a bit stronger, so it's good. The mask helps. But, you know, just in general, day-to-day then, much better, much stronger. So that's good. Hopefully that continues.
And now to our fan media, can I have Aaron from Celtic here, please?
Hi, Callum.
How you doing?
After the disappointing night on Thursday, how did the manager react in the dressing room and what's his expectations for tomorrow?
We were all disappointed in the result. You know, the manager exactly the same. You know, he always wants better. When you lose football matches, it hurts. It hurts everyone. So we just had to come in. We did our debrief as normal. You know, the way he analyses the matches, he tries not to look at results too much. He looks more at performance, and if the performance is right, normally you'll get the right outcome. So it's just about learning from the mistakes that we made in terms of the goals and transition. And then when we get around the box, you know, we probably lacked, you know, for the first time in a few weeks, that wee bit of quality to penetrate and just finish the last wee bit of the move. You know, so he was good. You know, obviously we're disappointed, but you know, you have to learn. And what we did was we showed a positive reaction at the weekend to get a positive result, and then we try and take that into the game tomorrow night.
It's obviously been a year since Neil Lennon parted ways with Celtic. There's been a lot of turnaround within those 365 days. How far do you think Celtic have come in that space of time?
I think, like you said, new manager, new players. You know, you have to move on when football moves on like that. Then you get a new manager, you get fresh players, fresh faces. You then just have to reset and go again. I think the manager's done a brilliant job in terms of coming in. He's put his structure in place, what he demands for the players, what he expects for the players. And then I think the players have tried to deliver that and improve as footballers and as people as much as possible every single week. And we've done that reasonably well since the start of the season. So, you know, it's been good growth, but I still think there's a lot more to come for this group as well.
Thank you. Can I ask if there are Norwegian media would like to ask a question, if they can raise their hand, please. I can see Kenneth. Do you want to go first, please?
Yeah, thank you. You're not training in Norway. You're training in Scotland, as far as I could tell. Given that Roma, they didn't train in Buda as well and lost 6-1 in Buda, how do you think of that decision?
I think, you know, for Celtic, for years, you know, we haven't trained in away stadiums. We, you know, we have a preparation the way that we like to do things. We train here, you know, we'll fly this afternoon, and then, you know, the sort of preparation's done. I think people can overthink. You have to go to the stadium, you know, you've got to see it to take it in, to be prepared. And, you know, that's just different beliefs and different people. So, you know, we seem to have a structure that works reasonably well for us. And when we get to the game tomorrow, then we have to be ready. So, you know, the conditions, the pitch, you know, we get a feel for that in the warm-up. And like I say, we've prepared well today, so we hope for a positive result tomorrow.
Thank you. And Jules?
Hello. Do you think the artificial grass will affect your football tomorrow?
I hope not. You know, we have a couple of AstroTurf pitches in Scotland as well. The team have played on over many years. So, you know, we look at the conditions, we understand it'll be cold and wet. So hopefully the pitch and the ball moves well. And, you know, with the type of team that want to play fast attacking football. So hopefully the pitch will help in that sense. And Bodo are the same. You know, they like to play a similar way as well. So we hope for a good game, and obviously for Celtic we want a positive outcome.
Were you surprised by the quality of Bodø/Glimt, if you think that they are out of season?
No, I expect when you play in European football that the teams are of good quality. You know, they're well organised, physical team with good ability. So at this level you always expect the teams to be good quality. like you said, in pre-season, then, you know, teams are working very hard for fitness and they have a freshness about them. And I think they showed that last week, that they were ready and hungry for the match. So we have to do the same and prepare properly for the game tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.